Welcome to Stutter Talk. We are attending the 18th annual Friends Convention in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, summer 2015. Friends is a national nonprofit or organization dedicated to empowering young people who stutter and their families. Their mission is to provide support and education to people who stutter, their families, and clinicians. Visit Friends at friendswhostutter.org and visit StutterTalk at StutterTalk.com. Enjoy the show. This is Stutter Talk. I'm Peter Rechtis here with Grace McMahon. Grace is 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Long Island?
Yes.
And you just spoke on a panel of young people who stutter. You were awesome.
Thank you.
Did you ever think a few years ago you would be speaking to 200 people about stuttering?
Well, I always wanted to. It was like a dream of mine to just like talk openly. But I was never confident enough. So like, I would have dreamt of it, but I would have never thought that the dream would actually come true.
Mm.
So
it's, wow, that's so awesome. That's a dream. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's hard for me to imagine being like, I'm just so impressive that can be a dream for you. I applaud it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you said something, you said many things that were amazing, but one of the things you said was that you're starting to order your own food at restaurants and you're looking forward to a time where you do that all the time. Can you tell us a little about that?
Basically, I have this fear of like, when I'm studying of being rushed. So it's like, when the waiter or waitress is like rushing me to say things, I get really nervous and I just like, just shut down if someone else will order for me. But I'm looking forward, like I said, to the day where I can just like, stutter openly to anyone. I can get whatever I want. I'm not but like, say this word because it's easier to say. Like, I can just say whatever I have to say to get what I want.
So when do you think that day might come where you are going? Like, can you imagine that time when you are ordering your food all the time?
I'm slowly getting there. It's like the past few times I've been doing it every single time. So it's like a slow process, but it's getting there.
Awesome. You said during your speech that you're slowly but surely tearing down your fears of talking.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with us something you've done recently to start to break down those fears of stuttering?
Gosh, I've done a lot of things. I had my old school, like my first high school. I never told a single soul that I stuttered. It was just like no one knew. And if I ever stuttered, I would like laugh it off and like make a joke so no one caught on. So, a couple of weeks ago, a friend from my old school, like one of the few that knew I stuttered, was having her friends from that school come over, and she wanted me to come. But I was very nervous because none of them knew that I stuttered, so I went and I stuttered.
You just did it, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, when you were speaking, I got chills because one of the moms behind me, I heard her say, "I wish my daughter was here to hear Grace talk." Aww. So maybe you'll get a chance to meet her.
Yeah.
So you're going to a new school soon, right? So you're 16, you're going to go to a new school, and so you were asked at the panel, what's your plan? And you said, my plan is to stutter openly and see what happens.
Yes.
Where'd you get that courage to just say, hey, I'm just going to be a stutterer?
It's not really courage, it's more like what you have to do sometimes. But I guess you're right, because it does take some bravery to, like, do what you have to do.
Hmm.
So, I don't know where I got that from. I think it was just, like, Ian and I talk a lot about, like, not avoiding, so I guess that helped. I think it was just, like, an overtime thing.
Hmm. Wow, you're 16, but you could be 46 the way you talk.
Yeah.
So you spoke to your whole school about stuttering. So you stood up and you spoke to all the kids you go to school with about stuttering.
Yes.
What was that like for you?
And
what was it like for them?
Oh, it was very scary for me. But for them, a few girls were like crying. I don't know why. But because I was like kind of friendly with them. So they're like, I'm so proud of you. And I was like, oh, okay. So I guess, and I got a lot more friends after that. So I guess people enjoyed it. I hope so.
Did it help your teachers at all? Do you think anybody has a greater understanding of what you're dealing with?
Yeah, because my first few weeks at the school, when I was just stuttering and no one knew what it was, the teachers were constantly interrupting me or like asking someone else to answer the question or like doing stuff like that. So as soon as they knew that, some of them were better about it.
So it sounds like you educated them about your stuttering.
Yeah.
So I was really impressed that you spoke, you answered questions and you gave a speech and you talked a lot about stuttering openly, and I didn't hear anything from you about changing how you talk or speech tools, and it's so refreshing. Can you explain to us, can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. When I first went to speech therapy, my goal was to just be fluent all the time. But over time, I started going to school speech therapy. I realized like that's not possible if you seriously have a stutter. Like you're never gonna be fluent all the time. It's like a very unrealistic goal. And then, when I spoke with Lee a bunch of times, she kind of like calmed me down with the idea that stuttering really isn't so bad. It's like a thing. Like the guys on the panel, it's like a thing that some humans have. It's like, it's really not a big deal. So, yeah.
So, and of course, you're talking about Lee Caggiano, who happens to be the director of Friends. So you went to the best, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So what for people listening at home who haven't been to a Friends convention, what would you tell them? Like, why should they bring their children here?
It's like an experience you really can't explain in just like simple words.
Okay.
Like, it's taken me like ages to explain it, but my first convention, I was only 9 years old, and I've been coming for 7 years now, so
wow.
I guess that tells enough about it that it's pretty good.
So you're a veteran.
Yeah.
Wow, 7 years. So you're growing up with other kids who stutter.
Yeah.
And when you go home, do you have contact with the people, with your friends here?
Yeah, of course, because like these people, like my family, if I didn't talk to them, it'd be like a waste.
Tell us something else about your stuttering, because I don't know you very well. I just heard your speech. I saw people tearing up behind me. A lot of parents are here. A lot of parents listen to this show. What do you think the parents who are listening should know about your stuttering or about anybody's stuttering?
Okay. I think they should just calm down, because even if their child is very not fluent at all, it's okay, because the goal is never to be fluent. It's to be happy with yourself as a person and as a person who stutters.
The goal is to be happy with yourself.
Yes.
So I've asked you about your changes. I just saw you here with your mom. Your mom gave, I always ask a parent, is it okay if your child comes on Stutter Talk? Have you seen any changes in your parents and how they respond to your stuttering or how they think about stuttering?
Yeah. Like me, their goal was also Grace needs to be fluent. When we went to Lee, she calmed them down so much. And now, I also have a younger brother who stutters as well. So I kind of like helped him out, because then Lee told my parents that stuttering is okay. And now me and him are both like relaxed now. My parents are relaxed, and it's like pretty great.
So you have a younger brother, and I missed it. Do you say he does stutter or doesn't stutter?
He does.
He stutters too.
Yeah.
And he's been coming for how long to Friends?
He's come to Friends like once, but he didn't like it, so he just stopped going.
So is he here now, or is he?
No.
So when you go home, do you guys talk about stuttering at all?
No, not at all, actually. We just kind of to talk about whatever we want. We both just stutter openly. It's pretty great.
So he's not coming. So it's not that he's not okay with stuttering. He just doesn't feel he needs to be here.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So I know you want to get back to the conference, so just one last general question.
Okay.
Tell us something about your stuttering. Is there something that I haven't asked you that you could share with us?
I don't know. It's my stuttering, I used to be like very, like I struggled a lot. And then I used to use techniques. So then my stuttering, it's still like the same amount. It's just less hard to talk. So I guess just stuttering changes. Mm. It doesn't get better or worse. It just changes.
Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. This is a classic stutter talk question. We've asked it 1,000 times.
Okay.
Would you today take a pill to cure your stuttering? Now, there is no pill, but if there were, would you take it?
Well, I heard of that speakeasy thing, where it makes you supposedly stop stuttering, but that's not worth it. So I feel like the pill also wouldn't be worth it, because then I'd have no reason to come here, and what if it's someday stop working on a stutter all over again? Like,
that is so great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Grace McMahon, for joining us today
on
Stutter Talk.
Me.
And I just could see what an inspiration you were to the people who were listening. The parents were just in love with you. It was great. All right. Thank you.